Hare Krishna. Just as a gold ring studded with a beautiful diamond looks very attractive, similarly, the heart of every living entity is like a very beautiful jeweled seat for the divine couple, Sri Radha and Krishna, to sit. So the heart is supposed to be decorated with the beautiful forms of the divine couple on whom one is supposed to be always absorbed in meditation. But currently, you can see, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings in one of his songs, that my dear Lord, all my mind and senses have been uselessly wasted by Maya's pushings and pullings. And constantly they are battered by the waves of Maya, he says. Which means that the allurements offered by Maya are so powerful that one's mind and senses are engaged in a sort of struggle to enjoy them and get frustrated or to hanker for them. And in this way, he says that all my life has been spent uselessly. Portraying the plight of the conditioned soul, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing like this. He says, Na mane shasana, sada Krishna achetana. Two qualities of the mind, he says. My dear Lord, it is so surprising that my mind is refusing to accept the authority of the devotees and to submit to them and learn from them how to become your devotee. On the other hand, it is always remaining Krishna unconscious, which means it's always only Maya conscious. So, stooped in Maya's allurements, refusing to accept the loving company of devotees and their instructions, my mind constantly batters me in the waves of illusion of the material world. So, in this way, in one of the songs, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is doing vilap, portraying the plight of the conditioned soul. So, this is a very ideal state of consciousness for a japa reformer who wants to improve the quality of his chanting. Generally, people only do vilap in this world. They cry that they don't have this one, they don't have that thing or this thing. They are constantly crying for things they don't possess or the things that others possess. But if one learns to weep like this, understanding the power of the devilish mind and the senses and power of Maya and one's helpless attitude and admits one's defeat in the face of the material energy, then one can very firmly fix oneself at the lotus feet of Krishna and beg for his help. And then one will get very easy help. Just like any beggar who looks pathetic, and when he begs in a very, in such a way that it draws the attention of the rich people. In the same manner, the state of consciousness helps one to beg for the mercy of the holy name. So these songs written by Vaishnavacharyas are actually given by them portraying the condition of the fallen soul. So that they may sing these songs and remember them and meditate on them and apply it in their lives and see their own condition of what is our situation in the material world. Then one can apply this verse of Shikshashtakam. Hayunanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame vavam budau kripaya tava pada pankaja sthitaduli sadrisham vichintaya. So then one can understand how one is like one tiny atom amongst millions of atoms at the soles of Krishna's feet. Then the holy name will take effect and it will produce the desired effect of transforming one's heart and cutting all the knots that causes attachment to the material world. Harinam Prabhu ki.